ensure your communications are secure. Check your transistor radio and spare batteries. Keep tuned to radio or television news broadcasts. Anything on your property that could be a windborne missile, including rubbish tins, outdoor furniture, dead branches, toys and tools, should be anchored or taken inside.
That was a warning ahead of Cyclone Tracy that, of course, decimated so much of Darwin 39 years ago. And these days, a lot of the advice is the same. But are people becoming complacent? With cyclone season upon us, I thought I would check out the backyards of people in Darwin and Palmerston to find out just how ready they are in case a big storm hits. Michael Homden is the director of the NT Emergency Service, and he's coming with me on a very rainy day. Our first stop is at the home of Palmerston Mayor Ian Abbott.
We don't have a big backyard, but obviously there's small items through the garden, I would need to reassess what I do with and what we do with them. I've got a portable spa, and we normally tie that down. Certainly interested to see what more we would need to do with that, in terms of cyclone preparation. And any of these sorts of tables, chairs, that sort of stuff, all goes inside.
Just so people can understand what we're looking at here, there's your backyard, but also kind of attached to your house is an awning that's fairly open to the element.
Yep.
Mike, what's the story with things like the ceiling fans here? Are they a danger if a cyclone comes along?
Well, potentially everything that's not very well secured is a danger, even though this is quite a sheltered area at the back of the house here. Anything that's loose and can be ported into a safe environment is important. And it's all part of your emergency plan arrangements. So when you're planning this, put it on your tick list, go through it, say to yourself, well, actually, I've done a bit of a risk assessment. That is a vulnerability for us, because the last thing you want to do in any kind of environment where you might be moving around the house or otherwise, suddenly have a deadly missile coming through and it's one of yours.
Yep.
That's the last thing you want to do. In terms of the jacuzzi type thing here, that's about making sure it's secure and mounted, making sure that as far as possible it's full, so it's not going to move very far at all. Same with vehicles as well, so vehicles up against a covered area, out of the way of things. If you have a boat, something like that, fill it with water, secure it alongside a strong structure.
And I guess, like a lot of people in Darwin, Mr. Abbott's got an outdoor fridge freezer. It looks fairly large and robust. Does that sort of thing need to be tied down? Or
all needs to be secured. And I'd be very discriminating about these things. If it's even though it's got large bulk and you think it won't move, just make it secured. Give yourself peace of mind. All part of your emergency planning process. Just because it looks like it's not going to move anywhere, don't get that ugly surprise when it does.
How do you make a fridge secure?
Well, there's a number of things there. I mean, it's up against a strong wall as well. There may be ways of buttressing it in or tying it down, tying it through and then clamping it, etc. We talk about £1,800 in terms of twine and wire, etc., that we can actually use to tie these things off. You've got to really make sure that they're not capable of moving effectively.
So some important lessons for Palmerston Mayor Ian Abbott. Now it's time to go to Nightcliff to see the backyard of Darwin Lord Mayor Katrina Fong Lim.
My backyard's a pretty typical Nightcliff tropical backyard. We live in an elevated house, as you can see. It's very square. Most of our yard is, in fact, that dreadful thing called green lawn, but which is great for when you're looking at cyclone hazards because the lawn won't fly anywhere. We're surrounded, of course, by all these palms. What we try and do is just make sure all the way through the year that the yard is actually clean and clear. Because we don't like to leave it till the last minute.
It's time to match. I can ask you about the Hills Hoist clothesline. Yeah. Is something like that okay, or should it be lowered down if there's a cyclone coming? Or
well, I think the criteria here is, as Lady Mayor was saying, is they've gone through and they've looked at stuff that is obviously vulnerable, stuff that's well situated and founded in the concrete, etc. Providing you can minimise its impact.
So you've weighted down your fridge with possibly the world's biggest fridge magnet I've ever seen, Katrina Fong Lim for Lord Mayor.
Yes. I was going to throw them out, but my husband seems to think they add a great conversation point.
anything, the small sort of ornaments and stuff in the corner of the yard there, you need to think carefully about those, as we discussed before, whether or not you put them inside in a room. Just make sure they're not flying debris. That's the main thing.
The actual underneath areas appears to have been built with cyclones in mind. The internal doors are actually got metal in them.
Right.
And it's actually very solid. So that's in fact where we will shelter as well during cyclone. In fact, it's a family shelter, so it won't only just be us, it'll be everybody else.
So that's your strong area. So it's obviously got stuff that protects the windows and very secure.
And of course we bring the four-wheel drive over and park it in this space as well. To just create that little barrier, but also try and keep that safe as well.
So we're in a shelter area. If a cyclone were to occur, do the winds kind of come under things like this, or do they go over the top of the house? Or
well, there's a number of conditions. I think that anything that's exposed to the elements needs to be looked at carefully.